Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. Man, he has such a varied background. Wow, I'm getting something has flown into my studio here to attack me. Okay, sorry about that, folks. I looked to my left and there was this bug flying in my eye. I thought, okay, you need to go away. He is a media psychologist, a New York Times bestselling author, an international business attorney and news analyst, a cultural commentator, and a social media scholar. I want to welcome James Herson back to the program. James, good to have you.
Oh, great to be with you, Pastor Greg. It's
Thank
my
you.
Honor.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Well, I was in Virginia. We did an event with Jonathan Emord and talking about Defend Liberty, Defeat Socialism, the Authoritarians, and Critical Race Theory. And Cheryl Chumley was there. I got to meet her in person. That was really neat. She's the editor of the Washington Times Online. And so that was really cool. People were there from Loudoun County, James, and they, of course, have been quite a bit in the news. And then a dear friend, Barbara from Harlem. I don't know if you know her story, but Barbara is was born and raised in Harlem and tells her story of, you know, pushing back against the idea of America as a racist country and systemic racism. And especially against this hate, you know, CRT. Hate is something that is a big part of what Hollywood pushes on us. Divisiveness and hating. I mean, I got to tell you, I flip through, you know, if I turn on the television and I'm just wanting to kind of unwind and watch something entertaining, I can't get 5 minutes into anything, movie, program, whatever, that's you know, in recent years rolling out, that doesn't have some kind of whacked out political left-wing message.
No, that's true. Either it's going to have a message that is awkwardly shoehorned into it. And that's what we see. Now, Hollywood has become, it's not just politically correct. It's not just woke. It's super woke. It's gotten to the point where there are, you know, various factions of Hollywood that I work with, because I'm an entertainment lawyer and I work with these people, and that have left the business because they feel like they're no longer free to even express themselves within an entertainment context. And so, it's either going to have the political content that is offensive and anti-American, or we see Hollywood output having a terrible, degrading, culturally degrading content that leads, it's very obvious, it's done to lead people into sin. And, you know, as a pastor, you're not supposed to say the word sin, because the postmodern world says, you know, there's no such thing as truth. There's no such thing as objective morality. Everything is relative and anything goes. And somehow you're lacking compassion, or you're, quote, judgmental, close quote. But the fact is, we have an inadequate set of words to describe goodness, to describe righteousness. And we know that the source of goodness and righteousness is the creator of the universe, is God. And the antithesis, the opposite of that righteousness, comes from the evil one. And Hollywood is in the grips, generally, of evil politics and evil depictions of unrighteousness. Kinds of storylines. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, because we live in a fallen world, Shakespeare had violence and Shakespeare had betrayal and reflections of the human condition. That's not what I'm talking about. That's good stories have that, and good parables have that, as our Lord spoke in parables. And the Bible is filled with real people who have real failings. But the difference is that if we look at the entertainment business as a whole, which includes the music business, what used to be called the movie business, and what used to be called the television business, which now is the streaming content business, and we look at what they're doing, they're promoting sinful behavior, promoting it, teaching it, and they're doing it to children, and they're doing it to teenagers, and it's destructive for our society, which is the irony being that we used to be a symbol and a brand in America of freedom. Other parts of the world, even totalitarian dictators, are saying, hey, we don't want that content undermining our country. We don't want Hollywood content undermining our families, our religious faith,
well, James,
our moral fiber.
Yeah, agreed. Let me ask you this, because I think that some of the reasoning for that, or some of the reason that is happening, is messaging. Because the messaging educationally on the indoctrination education front is that human beings and animals are equal. There's no difference, and especially when it comes to sexual urges, you know, teenagers and now even children are sexualized, right? And to the point where they're told, well, you know, it's natural, and you should just go with it. And of course, then they also include with that, you know, questioning your gender and considering having sexual relationships with the same sex, because, you know, no one knows until they've tried it, I guess, what you are. That's what they are telling our younger generation.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it. It's built on lies and deception, and it's built on unscientific views of the world. So as you said about people and animals, I mean, in a way, now the predominant narrative is anti-family and especially anti-sacredness of life narrative is anti-human. It sometimes wants to have human beings be treated far worse than, say, some of these organizations who supposedly stand for the welfare of animals. So the unborn are torn to pieces. Those are human beings being torn to pieces and being sanctioned under the law to do so. And in the example of that's come out, which appears to be true, do we have a university, and there may be more than one university, actually, after a child is born, dismembering the child and taking the child's organs for research and selling those organs. So in a way, you know, there's a terrible kind of ironic, unpoetic horror that we see here, that if somebody put out a video showing an animal being treated the way human beings in the womb are treated, people would be in an uproar. But somehow, through the brainwashing and totally unscientific, anti-science view of life, they have virtually all of the celebrities in Hollywood and virtually all the institutions falling in line, backing this abortion on demand agenda, which is anti-science, anti-life, and most importantly, anti-God.
Well, and that becomes the issue, right? They want us, and what's funny, you keep talking about, you know, it being anti-scientific, but they want us to believe that science is truth and God is the myth. And yet, you know, obviously we also see, as you're pointing out, that what they're suggesting and their narrative is consistently not scientifically provable. I'm curious too of your thoughts, because this is another thing that I've noticed. And now, when I say this, then I would be attacked for being racist. But what I've noticed is that every remake now requires that a black actor be put in the place of a previously white character. And it seems as though this is another one of those narratives. Ward Connerly and I've talked about, you know, why there is a difference between equality versus equity. But Hollywood is all about, you know, diverse equity and not really about equality. And subsequently, who's going to lose? We're going to see, if you're a white Christian actor, and you mentioned this as an entertainment attorney, if you're a white Christian actor, male or female, the number of roles that you can potentially audition for are shrinking, I would think, significantly.
Absolutely they are. I mean, you're absolutely right about the casting directors and especially the big studios and all the tech companies, Netflix and Amazon, et cetera. They're, as I said, they're super woke. So they essentially have an informal quota system, and they're trying to shoehorn. And sometimes it's incongruent, you know, because the story has a historical context, and they have to force minority actors, and now they're forcing different the way they define gender types and all this other stuff into the story, into the characters. But we also noticed, I mean, everybody, this is like common knowledge and people talk about it all the time, the advertising, that now when people watch cable television, broadcast television, they see these ads. Of course, the majority of them from pharmaceutical companies, but you see ads, and now all of a sudden, it's very rare to see an ad. If there are couples, they're either minority couples or mixed race couples. There's constantly, you rarely see straight couples in a lot of products, commercials. Mm-hmm. So, there's a politically correct, woke advertising culture. A lot of it has backfired. It goes against sort of common instinct, but that kind of thing, and of course we see it permeating into sporting events, permeating into just all the institutions, essentially. The larger institutions have bought into this notion of that virtue, rather than being defined by traditional notions of morality, that virtue is defined by the same standards that you just came from that convention that was dealing with the CRT being taught in schools. It's those right. same anti-factual, based on lies and based on sin, because hate and envy are sins, and the left encourages hate, divisiveness, and envy in order to get their narrative promoted. Of course, we live in a world where they're encouraging fear.
All right.
365 times.
Hold that.
We're told not to.
Hold that thought, James. So when we get back, I want to talk to you about California and this recall and Gavin Newsom. Overcame the recall, but I'd like to talk about your thoughts about what you feel like that is implicating for California and for the direction that California is headed, because I would have to think economically California can't sustain this if the business people who are being assaulted economically all decide to leave. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use energy factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. James Herson is my guest, and you can find James, by the way, at the CG Contributor page, at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Click on James' picture, and you will head directly over to his site, and you can follow all of his great articles and content that's up on his site over there. James, California recall. Gavin Newsom survived the recall, and I have to say, I mean, it wasn't really survival. I mean, he there was no question that, you know, that it was significant. Now, I would say that I think Larry did very well, and I think that the effort to try to recall him was somewhat reflected by the numbers, but I don't know if the numbers are skewed, but more importantly, are the policies that have created, you know, the issues there. How much pain are Californians going to have to endure before they're willing to make a change?
Well, the big question in California, recall election is very unusual. It has different kinds of rules, and it gets confusing to people. And because it's not coinciding with a general election of any kind, like a midterm election or presidential election, the turnout is historically low. The expectation was Newsom is such has such a bad track record, and Larry Elder was such an attractive candidate, similar to Arnold Schwarzenegger. There were people hoping against hope that would work, but it didn't. But the big thing was the turnout for the anti-Newsom crowd, if you compare it to people who came out for Trump, it was about half the amount of people came out than voted in the presidential election for Trump. So there was a turnout problem because people are despondent because they don't believe in the electoral system anymore. And secondly, the electoral system itself still has the massive mail-in balloting. People could even print their own ballots. And, you know, it was they have the ballot harvesting and all that stuff.
Right.
So all the shenanigans are present. And I think that undermines generally people who are right of center from coming out and voting.
All right. We're out of time. We'll be back. Hour number two straight ahead. You're listening to Chosen Generation.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.